After spotting the Pacific Ocean on November 7, 1805, Lewis and Clark searched for a suitable location for their winter camp. The place they resided that year may not have been cold, but it was certainly miserable. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here on the banks of the Columbia River, Lewis and Clark made their home in the winter of 1804-05.
The day they arrived, December 7th, Clark wrote in his journal, "The site was just the most eligible situation. There was freshwater springs in the air. They're elevated on a high rise, 20, 30 feet above high tide. A thick growth of pine for building cabins." So, like he says, it was the most eligible situation of any of its neighborhoods.
Sean Johnson says trading vessels have been coming here for several years, arriving via the Pacific Ocean. The Chinooks, Clatsops, and other tribes of the area proved skillful traders.
They knew all kinds of math. These folks were very smart people. They knew a little bit of English. They demanded high prices. They wanted the blue beads, and that's because a lot of the natives couldn't create the blue color with all the minerals and soils. So they wanted the blue beads.
Part of the difficulty in trading with the tribes was the simple fact that the travelers had few items to actually offer them.
Lewis writes that on Christmas Day, they can fit all their trade goods on a table in just one handkerchief, and that's to last till they get back home.
Although the winter was not nearly as cold as the previous year with the Mandans in North Dakota, the weather was miserable.
They're here 3.5 months, rains every day except for 12, and they see the sun 6 times. So it was definitely a terrible winter. It wasn't so much cold, it was just everything was always damp. They had to dry their black powder, their clothing, and they had to dry their wood, and it was terrible for them.
Much of the time here at Fort Clatsop was spent preparing for the trip back home. This was also the place they spent Christmas. We'll catch the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Astoria, Oregon. I'm Andrew McCrae.